Ms. Gulzeeba Ahmed is a core member of the CPS USA team. She lives in Ellicott City, Maryland with her three children. Along the path of the journey toward God realization, she developed a zeal for sharing the message of the CPS mission with other people. She conducts and takes part in interfaith programs in her vicinity. She started conducting Quran and Sirah classes for the youth in 2013, which continued till 2020. She keeps in touch with other members of the CPS USA team through Zoom meetings every Sunday. She has taken the initiative to establish a library and educational academy for girls of age 16 and more. This interview brings to the fore her journey of God realization and her efforts to introduce the peaceful message of Islam. Please tell us about your family background and early religious influences. I had a moderately religious upbringing. My mother was the one who guided my siblings and me on Islamic practices like praying, fasting, and reading Quran. Hifz, memorization of the Quran, was very important to her. I completed Hifz when I was 14 years old. I live in the USA with my family. Alhamdulillah, all of my children are involved in this mission. When did you start looking for more answers to your challenges? I was surrounded by an Islamic environment since childhood. Later, as an adult at my local mosque, I was very active. However, I felt something missing. There was a moment in my life when I felt that I was doing all the things a Muslim should do, but did not truly know who God was. I prayed to God to show me a way to get to know Him better. What was your earlier notion about religion? Religion is an essential part of life, and it should be drawn from the scripture. It requires contemplation and active discussion. How were you introduced to Maulana Wahiduddin Khan? I was completing a Quran course at Al Huda International. I would often visit an Islamic bookstore there. I asked the salesperson to show me some new arrivals on Islam. He showed me two Urdu books, Razet, published as The Secret of Success in English, and Allahu Akbar. He told me that both books were written by an Indian scholar. That was the first time I was introduced to Maulana Wahiduddin Khan and his work. The titles of the books amazed me. I was taken away by Allahu Akbar and how God is expressed in such a wonderful way. Razi Hayat truly showed me a pathway through the obstacles I was facing in my life at the time. Both these books helped me in the Quran course I was taking at Al Huda International. Kindly describe your first meeting with Maulana. My first meeting with Maulana was in 2010 when he visited the USA with his CPS Delhi team. Listening to him face to face, I realized how simple he was. There was much opportunity for interaction as well. He asked me about the CPS mission. He visited Maryland to attend programs that we had coordinated. Many people here met him. My husband was amazed by his simplicity. How did Maulana help you to connect with God and understand His creation plan? Studying Maulana's books, the Urdu periodical Al-Risala, and listening to his lectures have expanded my thinking capabilities and helped me come to the conclusion that in order to understand your life and path, you need to know God's creation plan. From his books, I have a deeper understanding and appreciation for God's creation plan. How did Maulana influence you? Maulana influenced me through his own deep study of God and the Quran, resulting in his discovery of God. It has truly influenced me because I know that I too can do the same. Kindly share the most inspiring teaching of Maulana. The most inspiring teaching of Maulana for me has been to find positivity in the most negative situations. What inspired you to devote yourself wholly to the CPS mission? God's discovery has inspired me to devote myself to this mission. God is the one I have to answer to, and He is the one I want to please. Kindly share some responses of people to whom you gift copies of the Quran. Generally, the responses I have received upon giving out the Quran have been positive and appreciative. People express amazement that we are putting ourselves out there to share this wonderful book. Many accept the Quran as a special gift. It is important to find any opportunity to share the Quran. When I travel, I share the Quran with the airline crew. What inspiration do you draw from Prof. Farida Khanum? She is humble in her interactions. She represents the organization so beautifully. She takes time to listen to others and understand their thoughts and experiences. She has played the role of such an influential mentor for me. What is your message to the women members of the CPS in particular? My message to the women members of this mission is that they should study Maulana's books with concentration so that they can contemplate and analyze events of the past and the present. This is a wonderful way to achieve self-development. What are your plans regarding this mission and your role in it? My plans include continuing to work on myself and develop my personality for the better, and distributing more Qurans with our brothers and sisters so that every person has the opportunity to learn the creation plan of God through the Quran. I am aiming my efforts toward the youth through classes. I am very hopeful that they will carry this message forward. What do you think is the legacy of Maulana Wahiduddin Khan? How can we strive to take it forward? Maulana has always reiterated the importance of knowledge through his own life and this organization. In 2007, one of my friends sent me a link for the Urdu periodical Al-Risala. It was like a door opened for me. From Al-Risala, I got the USA CPS team head Mr. Kaw Kalimuddin's contact. I contacted him and told him that through Maulana's book, One had discovered God and his creation plan, and that I would like to offer my contribution to this noble task. He asked me how many books I had read. I told him that I had read 4 of his books so far. Kalim Sahib replied that my contribution to this mission would be to read more of Maulana's books. He sent me a big box of Maulana's books. Maulana wanted us to pass along the message of the Quran, and to do better with that knowledge. That is his legacy to me.